Knockoff Podcast with Tammy and JB.
Well, here we are, episode four.
Four.
The Knockoff Podcast. We are back again. Thank you to everyone that's been listening out each and every week. It's our way of clocking off for the week. We've just finished our Friday show and we clock off and recap everything that was.
We love a Friday. I mean, we love most days, of course, but Fridays are good. We get shit done and then we get to sit back in here and kind of reflect on the week.
Yeah. If we wanted to hang out in the studio all afternoon, this would be our time to crack a coldie, sit back and relax. But there's a story that I want to delve straight into off the back of the podcast because off the start of the podcast because we were in studio this morning during the show and something happened that we just glazed over and kept moving on. We said, listen to the podcast and we'll tell you about it. So just to, from my perspective, I'm trying to do a bloody radio, trying to do a high caliber radio show here. And in comes Tammy waltzing in with her bloody yoga mat again. It was like a kid when they walk out, when they take their blanket because they've had a nightmare and they're waltzing into mum and dad's room. That's what Tammy looked like.
When you work with someone of the age bracket that I am, mate, this is the sort of stuff that you have to deal with.
So what's happening is we're about to go live on air. Literally 10 seconds, the song's wrapping up. And I see Tammy's head go down underneath the desk, then pop up. And I'm sitting there going, what the hell? And I couldn't ask you, what the hell are you doing?
And you were trying to keep a straight face, and I was trying to keep a straight face, and we just didn't.
So why were you doing squats?
I've told you I've been sore. I think I've got a sciatica issue. I've been so sore lately.
Yeah.
And then my physio said, you've got to keep stretching. You've got to more stretches, especially the early parts of the day. So I was doing like these squats.
And if you're watching the video right now, you know the faces I'm doing because you come up with a I'm far out, mate. I'm trying to do the radio.
Settle down, you weirdo.
So for anyone that was listening to the show, if you heard me somewhat distracted leading into something, Tammy's just doing her bum busters in the corner.
Need videos in our studio to capture that.
Yeah, we're looking to set them up. So hopefully we can start getting in studio stuff. But that one it looked like a little jack in the box just coming, just popping a little head up like the little whack-a-moles.
I just keep surprising you, don't I?
Never ceases to amaze me. But our week in review, what's your official week or review of this week?
Can I say it was another fun week? It just gets better. It's seamless to the point I found, and I'm sure you'll agree with this, we have a lot of people that want to get on our show.
Yeah, it's
good. They send in a lot of things. Hey, guys, can you give us a plug or can we get on and chat that? We're at a point where we only have a certain amount of time and we've had to miss a lot. So I feel like we've got to the end of the week and it's like, oh, there's so much more we could have done.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the feeling. When you first come on board, you're sort of trying to force your way and try and get to know everything. And now we've got people coming to us. So it makes it easier, but it also makes it tricky. So if anyone that we don't get time to mention, sorry, we'll try our best and we want to cover as much as we can, but it can be tricky. But today, this week, if I'm honest, long week. It's just sort of one of those ones where you feel a bit knackered. You're just working through it at a big weekend with my friends and just bloody socially exhausted. So if you see me out in public, I've just got a bit of a frown. I'm just off.
Yeah.
Just a bit off it.
And I think too, the thing with radio is that the consumption in and out of media is so much for us, and then socially we're on, and I think it is really important for us to go out and just clock off.
Yeah, and I think it's important to recognize. So if anyone's listening to the podcast and you go, mate, I've been feeling the same, I just feel down and out, it can feel like you'll feel tired and out of it forever. Just know that it won't. That is not forever, that you'll feel good really soon. Make sure you tick your right boxes, whatever that may be. Catch up, do a call with a friend, a loved one, whatever it takes. But when you're feeling down and out of it, I know what I need to do. Need to play a bit of golf, need to do a bit of exercise, need to eat well. And after a little while, then I'll be back on feeling energetic. So if you're feeling that way, shout out to you. I get it. Feels that way, but it's only temporary and we'll be back kicking goals in no time. Something that did make me feel incredible was our caller of the week.
You're on the Knockoff Podcast with Tammy and JB.
Have a listen to this guy. So this was off the back of a topic. So my niece, I was talking to her on FaceTime and she said she came out because she'd thrown a tantrum and kicked her toy truck into the wall or something. The first thing she said is, you know, Uncle Justin, walls don't pay for themselves. And that's obviously my sister that's gotten up and said,
walls don't pay for themselves.
Yeah, stop kicking stuff into the wall. But then the next thing she said, she goes, it's okay, because even adults make mistakes sometimes. I was like, oh, my word.
Such wise words.
Heavy, you're 4 years old.
And we opened up the phone for that, didn't we?
Yeah, we opened up the phone, and this is the call that came in. We're asking wise words from kids.
My son came to me one morning and said to me, Dad, you know, every morning from the day I was born, you pick me up, you put me down, you pick me up, you put me down. And one day you pick me up, you put me down, you never pick me up ever again.
Oh, wow.
Is it Disney movie's fault? Like, what do you think made him come out with this?
I have no idea. He has a slight touch of autism. He's always had a little touch of something special, a connection with just everything, I guess.
Yeah.
And made me cry.
Yeah. And Ben, can I say, sometimes I've got a few friends and their children are some different levels on the spectrum. They're really intelligent, smart children.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's definitely no disability there. It's all about ability.
Yeah, good on you, mate. And that's nice. Like, these kids come out with it, hey? It's amazing. I appreciate the call, Ben. Cheers, mate.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Cheers. Have a good day.
And yeah, that one really, it kicked home, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's nice.
It was good. What a great man. I think his name was Ben.
Yeah, Ben. And it's good to have those serious ones that sort of come in sometimes, because I was thinking it'd be more kids say the darndest things. And that's what I like about our show now. Like, just because we think this is which way it's going to go, people that call up, you change the direction of it. You change the flow in it.
Yes.
And it's really cool to be able to play around
on
that.
We've had a lot of that this week.
Yeah, it is. It's good fun. But let's move straight forward to the story we couldn't share on air.
You're on the Knock Off Podcast with Tammy and JB.
All right. My turn this week.
Righto.
Yeah, so this was... And I told a bit of this story, but I had a Bucks party on the weekend. Let me tell you, like, I cannot do these weekends anymore. I can't do it. It's just too much. I'm 31 and I just get too tired. I'd rather sit at home, watch footy and do nothing.
You are getting old.
I am aging dramatically in the last couple of years. Dead set, not that long ago it feels like, to have a big rip in for a whole weekend with my friends, nothing better.
Yeah.
Love it. Get into it. Now I'm like,
I've been on that train for a long time.
Yeah, mate, I'm jumping on board, I'll tell you that much. But had the Bucks party, and make no mistake, I had an awesome time. There was about 20 of us in the group of blokes, and it turns out that... We went to the casino for a little bit, and then we're going out to X-Golf, and we're all going to get loaded on the bus. And I mentioned this on air, that there was a lady, she would have been mid-60s, and she's like, what are you young fellas doing? Because we're all wearing our tropical shirts. And I went, we're on a Bucks party. What are you coming? And she was like, oh, I'll come. And half turned around.
Nearly invited herself on the bus.
Yeah, half invited herself. Turns out that she spoke to one of the other boys as well, and she was genuinely interested on getting on board on that bus and actually propositioned that young man. Yeah.
She propositioned the young
the
man.
Other fellow, yeah,
no.
Like a bloke it is. Yeah, she was genuinely like wanted to, yeah. I don't know what
Are
she.
You kidding? What did she look like?
Like dead set, like a normal little old lady. Like just a.
She saw 20 young but bucks. She's going and into she's the, like, it's on.
It was like 11 o'clock going into the casino. So she loves it. But yeah, she wanted. Yeah, I don't know what her plans were. But
I'm glad
all
you
of,
didn't tell this one on air because she might be one of our listeners.
Exactly. That's what I was worried about. She's right in the demo. So I was like, oh, geez, what's going on here? And so anyway, she joined the Bucks party, and that's where things get really.
What?
No,
no, what?
Actually,
I said, no, she did not get on that
bus. We said to right away she did not step foot on the bus, but fair dinkum to that lady. Love your energy, love your effort, but it's a hard pass on that one from the boys on this occasion.
You're on the Knock Off Podcast with Tammy and JB.
Weekend plans, what are you doing?
Oh, I found out today that my partner John is coming home. Now, he's been away for 5 weeks, and I did say this to you, and I'm going to say it again. I thought he was coming home Monday, so as much as I've missed him, I still thought I had a few days to had a few days up my sleeve.
He's coming home, but you know,
I'll do this, I'll do that, one last catch up with the girls, and I'm like, oh. Okay.
Oh, you're back. Oh,
yeah,
great.
Better get the house in order.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. Obviously, we've got a bit of work stuff to do, but I'm really looking forward to him being home. We do apart very well. We're very used to being apart with our different work and so forth. But you know what? Life is easier when you've got a partner in your life.
Mm. Is that something that's happened because you sort of got together a little later in life? I wouldn't say late in life, but a little later in life.
Well, yeah.
So have you formed your adult independence separately?
Absolutely. Mm. I think so. I met John first when I was 35 and we were together for 1 year. Then we had 2 years apart and got back together. But when I first met him, he was in the military and I was traveling with my Ironman work. So we always spent a long time apart. Mm. I think I'm a lot more mature because I did meet him in life as far as being away from each other. So
yeah, and it's one of those ones. Well, Jess and I met, I was about 21. So I've always, and it, you can sometimes have that reliance. And so as you sort of develop as a partner, you got to build that independence to go, this is me and that's you. But and we come together because we want it. So it's something that's, I don't know.
I have got better with that as I've got older.
Yeah.
When I was first, even at 35, I still wanted to be around him all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. So that'll be good. And lovely couple. And I'm sure you're looking forward to having the lawn mode.
Yeah. Oh my God.
the actual lawn.
I was like, where are you going with that? JB. Oh my God. Get your head out of it. Anyway, what about you? What are you?
I am back on deck with the Northern Pride, so I'm excited for it. It's something that I should have sort of jumped straight into as soon as I moved back to Cairns. I've always loved the Pride, and to be around the club, they're really good. Like the players, such good blokes and so welcoming. Normally when you come around these professional sporting clubs, they're a bit like, well, you're not in it. So, and they keep that separation, but they're that, like, I get invited all the time. Too many things almost. Where I'm like, boys, I'm not a player. Like,
you're one of the clan. I like that. But I think they respect you as well because you have played footy. You've come up through footy as well, and you are a good bloke you'd like to hang out with.
Well, not at the Pride level. I didn't play footy. I think I was under 18s for the Roosters and then, playing
did
locally.
Did you play in Townsville?
Yeah, I played in Townsville. I got into it there. But they wouldn't like me if I played footy against them. I was a serial pest. I love a good pest on the footy field.
I need to track in one of your ex-opponents or opponents.
Oh, that's why it's so interesting. Like where we've seen all this trouble with the NRL, we've seen a lot of that going on. Some of the banter that you hear, and don't get me wrong, that was past banter. That's off limits. But it got me thinking about some of the heckles that have happened over the years when I was playing footy, and I remember there was this one bloke and he was playing a pretty good football, except he was clearly balding and trying to hide it. Right. And so I just kept asking him like when his turning point is. Do you know the Ashley and Martin ads about the turning point? And I asked him all game until the point where he wanted to punch me as hard as he could.
Aww.
Lost his cool.
Did he?
Beautiful. That's what footy is all about. But I'm excited to be back involved in the Pride. Mother-in-law's up. Her and the wife are heading to see Kate Sobrano, so I'll probably pick their tipsy backsides up after that.
Oh, you're
and
a good man.
Oh yeah, just because I'm working, and I probably owe Jess about 10,000 drunken pickups. But
and then footy on the weekend, watching that.
Yeah, and then Sunday I'll spend it on the couch watching NRL. So it's very footy dominated, but be back and on deck. And then next weekend it's dead set nothing. And I've like now I used to chalk in when events were on the weekends, and now I chalk in when there's nothing on. And
I've got
like,
a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I do on those weekends? I literally put a cross through that Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, nothing.
And that is nothing. Don't say yes to anything. What do you do?
Absolutely nothing. I just leave it blank because every single other one, because I'm, you know what I'm like, a bit OCD with my organising. So I'm highlighted and it's either highlighted for Triple M work, personal away weekend, time off. And so those ones that are just no colour, blank bare, I'm like, it's beautiful. But before we wrap up.
Yes.
The Knockoff Podcast will invite in Molly for our Beat the Bowser clue for Monday.
You're on the Knockoff Podcast with Tammy and JB.
Moldogs is here. Moldogs.
Hi.
Last on air crosses this morning.
It was, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm.
What, are you sad? You got a little sadness about you.
I got a little bit emotional about it.
Yeah?
I've got some very cool regulars that come down and see me.
So do they just listen out? I mean, like, she's there and just race to get to you?
Yeah. So if anyone was listening this morning when I did my first cross, I called out a little girl called Ella. Now, you were doing a broadcast, Tammy, a few weeks ago at the Navy base, and Ella came down and saw you, and she was very upset that I wasn't there.
I know. Her mother looked at me and just said,
who the hell are you?
She loves Molly. She loves Molly. And she said to us, she loves listening to Triple M. She goes, Triple M and breakfast.
Yeah.
Like the way she said it was so cute.
I used to live in Yorkies, right? And my partner used to work here with us at Triple M, and he used to drive the Triple M car. That was his car. So he'd be parked at the front. They also live in Yorkies.
Oh.
So they would see the car and they would get really excited. Like, she's here somewhere. So they knew I lived nearby. And they'd walk past the car. So when I moved, they got really upset because the car stopped showing up. Yeah.
Oh, well, she is a real fan.
And when you're doing the roadies, sometimes you get those people that are like, you got any free shit and they come up and they're scabby. Always, yeah. It does your head a little bit, but when you have those ones, that's what ticks you on.
Yeah.
But here for Beat the Bowser.
I am here for Beat the Bowser.
So you give us a $20 range for Monday's Beat the Bowser. What do you got?
Big one?
Well, decent. Yeah. I want triple figures.
That's good.
Triple?
Triple. Wow.
Yeah, triple.
Okay,
all right. Like, over 100.
Oh, over 100. All right, I'll see what I can do. Let's go between 115 and 135.
Between 115 and 135. Like, yeah. All right, so Monday, the Bowser will stop somewhere between $115 and $135. Mm. That's very good.
That's really going to show who listens to the podcast. Because if they're stopping before 100.
Well, on Monday we had people stuff up and it was a big kahuna and they were warned, but they didn't listen to the Knockoff podcast. So make sure you check in each and every week. Like and subscribe to this page that you're already on, Tammy and JB, on Listener. It's here every week. We've also got a second one. It's called Everything Can. So every Thursday we'll drop everything for what's ahead on the weekend. But thank you, Molly.
Thanks, guys. Please look after Cody.
We will. We want to do a get.
Well,
to
I know you will.
I've got to heckle a little.
Yeah, Tammy, you look after her
in a little bit.
JB's already started. She's in the office, and JB's just.
No, I'm in her head, and
Cody
I like
the
it.
Roadie. Yes. We're gonna have some fun.
Okay, she's a really nice young lady, and I think she's gonna be fantastic. But you gotta. Like,
you do. It's a bit hazing.
You got to battle harden them a little bit just to let her know it's okay. Like, it's my way of showing kindness just by me stuffing up and me going ad-lib and going crazy. Yeah. It makes her go, oh, it's okay. It's not that serious. It's my way of love. That's
hang a little shit, take
watch
a little shit.
Space.
Yeah, she'll be on Monday. We'll talk to you again next week here on the Knock Off Podcast with Tammy and JB.
You're on the Knock Off Podcast with Tammy and JB.